of what's being taught in Scripture. And, you know, a perfect example of this, and I'm just going to call it out by name because it's a common report and because he's rubbing our nose in it, this Kent Hovind garbage. And let me tell you, this guy, look, and I defended Kent Hovind when his wife is divorcing him. But you know what? I'm going to call him out right now. And you say, well, it's none of your business. Well, you know what? He goes on YouTube and puts out a video telling everybody, if you don't agree with me committing adultery, then you're a hypocrite and a Pharisee. Well, you know what? I'm a Pharisee then. I'm a Pharisee. Yeah, you know what? Actually, Kent Hovind, in Matthew 19, it was the Pharisees that justified divorce and remarriage. Read the Bible, folks. Matthew chapter 19. The Pharisees came to Jesus and said, you can divorce your wife for any reason you want. That's what the Pharisees believe. That's what rabbinical Judaism teaches. That's what they taught. No, it was Jesus who rebuked the Pharisees and said, no, when you get married, it's till death. And what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Amen. Look, if Kent Hovind wants to marry a divorced woman, you know, whatever, that's his business. But for him to get up and tell everybody, oh, I prayed about it, I fasted, and I sought godly counsel, and I told God, I'm willing to do whatever you want, God, and this is what God led me to do, to marry a divorced woman, that's a lie out of the pit of hell. God would never lead you to disobey the Bible. And look, if he would have just said, well, you know what, I'm going to marry a divorced woman because I'm weak. I've been in prison for years, and I'm throwing up my hands on my marriage. I give up. I'm just going to, you know what, whatever. I wouldn't even make a big deal out of it because, you know what, that's his business. He's the one who's going to deal with the consequences for that. I'm not that, but you know what, when he's just going to publicly announce, and he even said, I want this to be an example to other divorced people. That's what he said. Who heard him say it? Yeah, see, am I making this up? He flat out said, I want other people who are divorced to see this example. Where, you mean where you're already scheming on a divorced woman before your wife has even divorced you? We're defending you in April, and you've been scheming on this other woman since February? And you know what? People try to say, oh, Kent Hovind, there's nothing he could do about his wife leaving. How do you know? And even if that's true, okay, is he marrying a single? Is he marrying a widow? No, he's marrying a divorced woman. Go to Luke 16. And look, if you're divorced and you're remarried, I'm not attacking you. I'm not mad at you. Look, I have lots of good friends that are divorced and remarried. My parents are divorced and remarried. People make mistakes, but you know what? If you're going to go around and start telling everybody that God told you to do that and that God wants other people to do that, you're destroying people's marriages. You're destroying their lives. Hey, I don't want anybody in my church to listen to that liar, Kent Hovind, saying, oh, you know, it's great to divorce and get married to somebody else. You're a liar, Kent Hovind. And here we defended you. We helped you. We stood up for you. And then you call us Pharisees for pointing out what Jesus taught. Amen. I don't want the marriages in this church to be destroyed. I want every single person in this church to stay married to the person that they're married to right now. Amen. I want every single person, and I don't want anybody watching that Kent Hovind video and saying, well, my wife treats me like crap. Maybe there's a way out for me and I can go trade up for something different. Well, my husband treats me like crap. Maybe I can go trade up. No, it's till death. Amen. And you know what? I know how this game works. When people want to marry somebody else, you know what they do? They push the other person away and then until they provoke them to divorce you so that they can blame, oh yeah, they divorced me. They divorced me. I've seen it. Don't you tell me it's not out there. When people want to trade up their spouse, they start treating them like dirt, and they keep provoking them until finally they divorce them. And then they're like, oh, well, he divorced me. Oh, there's nothing I could do. Oh, she divorced me. There's nothing I could do. Hey, look, there's no excuse for it. And, you know, it's kind of funny when the ink isn't even dry on the divorce papers, and you're already getting married. And not only that, you're committing a double sin by marrying a divorced woman. not only are you divorced, she's divorced. And you can, you know, and you say, oh, I'm going to leave the church because I'm divorced and remarried. Then get out. Get out if you're going to justify that sin to me. Now, look, if you've been divorced and remarried and you're willing to admit that it was wrong, great. Or if you think I'm wrong about this and you're willing to keep your mouth shut about it, great. But you know what? I don't want anybody to get up and teach publicly that divorce and remarriage is fine because it destroys people's lives. Because it's that kind of teaching that gives people a way out. And you know what? We need to have a do or die attitude toward marriage. And you know what? It's amazing. When people believe the doctrine that Jesus taught, that it's a one time, you get married, it's till death do us part, and there's no way out except the grave. Isn't it amazing how people find a way to make it work? They find a way to make it work. But when people have this other option, see, let me put it to you this way. Well, let's look at the scripture first. Luke chapter 16, verse 18. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another, committeth adultery. Amen. Now, what is there something that anybody doesn't understand about that? Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another, committeth adultery. You say, oh, well, he didn't put away his wife, she put him away. Okay, how about this one? And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband, committeth adultery. Committeth adultery. If you marry a woman that's put away from her husband, divorced from her husband, you're committing adultery. And if you put away your wife, you're causing her to commit adultery. And if a wife puts away her husband and marries somebody else, I believe it says it that way. What, in Mark chapter 12, off the top of my head. Somebody help me out. Is it Mark 12? Some of you guys in the preaching class, we've been going through where to find things in different chapters. I want to say Mark 12, is that right? Is it Mark 10? Oh, 12 in there somewhere. Yeah, how about this one? 10, 11. And he saith unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. Okay, so he says it all different ways in Matthew, Mark, Luke. But in Luke, it said, if you marry her that is put away, you're committing adultery. Yeah. Oh, but I prayed about it. I fasted about it. He said, I sought godly counsel. I talked to 15 pastors. And 14 of them told me adultery's fine. 14 of them told me that it's okay to marry a divorced woman. And it's okay for me to just, now that my wife has divorced me, just marry somebody else. 14 compromising phonies. Give us their names and I'll call them out from the pulpit too. Because they're destroying people's lives. And look, I've been in these Baptist churches that teach this doctrine of all these loopholes where you can, oh, well, you can, I mean, it's like pick an excuse and you can pretty much get divorced and remarried for any reason. And you know what? It's like a wife swap every year. Look, I can think of a particular independent Baptist church I went to. I was there for 5 years and I can think of like 11 people who swapped wives while I was there. Think of 11 people who got divorced. You know, do you see that going on in our church? Where families are constantly divorcing and all these different things. No, because I'll bet you that if somebody was in our church, a married couple, look at all the married couples around our church, look around. I guarantee if there's a married couple in this church and they wanted to get a divorce, they'd probably quit the church before they got a divorce because they'd be so ashamed to show their face here in the process of divorcing their spouse. Because it's so preached against. It's shameful. Well, you know what? It used to be shameful in this whole nation before Christians started to just accept it. Oh, congratulations. Isn't it wonderful? It's not wonderful at all. And this thing of, oh, and our first kiss is going to be on our wedding day. Oh, you saint. I'm so glad you're waiting. You're doing adultery right. You're doing it right. You say, well, I thought you're Ken Hovind's friend. I'm a friend of God. I'm not a friend of the world. Amen. And I'm not gonna be friends with somebody who gets up and teaches this. Because I love the sanctity of marriage too much. Amen. And this is crystal clear in the Bible. And they come up with all this. People are coming at me with like, well, if the unbelieving depart, all this junk, mistwisting 1 Corinthians 7. Okay, is his wife an unbeliever? Hello, is Ken Owens' wife not saved? She's saved. Right. What is it? But they're just like, just throw it at the wall and see what sticks, because we're going to do what we want. And then this woman that he's marrying, I looked on her Facebook wall 3 months ago. She's talking about people hundreds of thousands of years ago living in some valley. What in the world? You're a creation scientist and you're marrying this woman that's posting a Facebook, 100,000 years ago. But it's like, whoa, you didn't watch the seminars. Somebody didn't see the seminar. You say, mind your own business. Yeah, I would if he kept it his own business. But when he brings it to a public forum and says, hey, let me teach everybody who's divorced. Let me encourage you all to sin. Let me encourage you to disregard the commandments of God. And then they'll say, oh, well, we're all guilty. We're all guilty. Okay, well, then why don't we just all swap wives then? And then nobody can judge because we've all lusted once. So let's all just swap wives. What kind of stupidity is that? Who believes in this junk? The Bible says you stay married. Amen. You stay married until you die. And if the wife departs from her husband, she's to remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says you marry a divorced woman, you're committing adultery. The Bible says you divorce your spouse and marry someone else, you're committing adultery. The Bible says you divorce your spouse and they marry someone else, that you cause them to commit adultery. You caused them to commit adultery by divorcing them. So, his wife divorced him. Well, then she's causing him to commit adultery. And then he's committing double adultery by marrying a divorced woman. And you know what? He hasn't done it yet. So maybe his true friend is the one who's telling him the truth so he can repent and get it right. I am never going to compromise on this issue. It's crystal clear in the Bible. But you know, I'll tell you one reason why people compromise on this. Because half the people in America are divorced. So therefore, they don't want to step on any toes. Sorry if I'm stepping on your toes tonight. But you know what? I'm not preaching against the people who've already made the mistake. I'm preaching to the people that are still married. And you know what? If you're divorced and remarried, you need this sermon too, so that you don't move on to the third wife. You need to stay married to who you're married to right now, so that you don't become Elizabeth Taylor, so that you don't become Jerry Lee Lewis. What do you have, 8 wives? I mean, so that you don't go down that road, my friend. And by the way, your spouse is probably, you say, oh man, I'd have such a great marriage if I could just switch spouses. No, you're the problem. And you're going to bring that problem with you. You're going to bring that problem with you. You're the one. Look, you picked that person. Something's wrong with you. You're probably going to pick another. You're probably going to pick another. You're probably going to make another bad choice. So the point is, look. And you know what? At the end of the day, you can huff and puff and get mad at Pastor Anderson, but Jesus said it in Matthew 5, Matthew 19, Mark 10, and Luke 16. 4 times it's laid out crystal clear, and I'm not just going to sit here and just, you know, let somebody just publicly, somebody who we've, you know, stood for when he was a victim, and then he just stands up and just says, not only am I going to commit sin, which, you know, if people commit sin, right, we're supposed to forgive them if they commit sin, right? Forgive them. Okay, but here's the thing, though. There's a difference between forgiving somebody and that person saying, no, I'm not committing sin. I'm doing God's will, and let me teach other people to do it. I mean, he tried to compare. First he said what he's doing is not a sin. Then he compared it to the woman taken in adultery. It's like, well, is it a sin or not? And he said, oh, it's like the woman taken in adultery. Except I don't remember the part where the woman taken in adultery made a big speech about how she prayed, fasted, and sought godly counsel and committed adultery. Do you really think that Jesus would have treated her nicely if she would have got up and said that? No, he treated her that way. She was repentant. Okay? He told her, go and sin no more. And she didn't argue with him. What are you talking about, Jesus? How can I sin no more when I didn't even sin the first time? Is that what she said? No, when he said, go sin no more, I'm sure she probably said, yes, sir. When did the woman taken in adultery put a video on YouTube saying, I want to